One hopes that if you had the opportunity to take in an evening of classic Cole Porter tunes, you would show up on spec. Porter is one of Tin Pan Alley's most prolific pens, with instantly recognizable melodies and a sly lyric sensibility. If that's not enough, we could sweeten the pot with eye-popping dance numbers and cornball comedy. The result is Anything Goes, directed by Travis Olson under the tent at Cornstalk Theater. The story is the cotton candy fluff typical of 1930s musicals. A cast of misfit characters in New York boards the SS American, a luxury liner bound for England. Boy wants girl, but girl is engaged to British stuffed shirt. Brassy singer wants love, but finds only opportunities to sing. And comic gangster wants notoriety, but not too much. Upon this rickety frame are hung Porter's incomparable songs. Cornstalk's cast and crew produce an evening of delightful and even surprising entertainment. One might be content just to listen to the proceedings with eyes closed and enjoy the melodies. But then, one would miss the gorgeous three-level set designed by Olson himself, creating a dramatic shipboard backdrop for the action. And one couldn't thrill to Lisa Chamberlain's colorful costumes. And most of all, one would be deprived of the spectacle of Erica Franken's magical choreography bringing Porter's songs to brilliant life. And those songs. From the title number to You're the Top, from Blow Gabriel Blow to I Get a Kick Out of You, this is the Great American Songbook in miniature. The cast handles these gems with care and respect, producing a few jewels of their own along the way with the able assistance of the orchestra under the direction of Katie McLuckey. Out front as evangelist-turned-nightclub singer Reno Sweeney is Durbin Craig, with a sassy attitude and magnificent pipes. The role was written originally for Ethel Merman, and Craig acquits herself remarkably well. Let's say that she doesn't suffer from the comparison. She shines particularly brightly on the barn-burning Blow Gabriel Blow. Andrea Williams is a radiant and sweet ingenue as Hope, trapped in a drab relationship with Mark Rowe's Sir Evelyn Oakley. Williams' voice is clear and angelic on such tunes as All Through the Night. Rowe's comic turn as Evelyn reaches its height during his number with Craig, Let's Misbehave. As Hope's luckless love interest, Kyle King as Billy captures the impishness of the character in his many disguises. King's brightest spot is with Craig and Mike Reams in the up-tempo number Friendship. Reams provides stellar comedy as Moonface, Public Enemy number 13. In spite of groan-quality bits like referring to Indochina and Outdoor China, Reams never fails to bring a chuckle. And his rendering of the comic tune Be Like the Bluebird is worth the price of admission. A more than worthy companion to Reams is Emily Hardesty as Gunmall Bonnie, belying her teenage years with a remarkable performance. She breathes unexpected life into numbers like Heaven Hop. Among other notable performances are Tim Drew as corporate boss Elisha J. Whitney, channeling the late Dudley Moore's drunken scenes from Arthur, and Barb Curry as Hope's domineering mother, Mrs. Harcourt. Special notice goes to J. Williams as the hardy, reliable, and thankless purser. The entire company gets high marks for energy and adaptability. The show starts a bit slow, but by the time the first act closes, the production has really hit its stride, and it's not something you'll want to miss. I don't know how many members of the company could tap dance before doing this show, and that's the point. They bring it off magnificently, including a stunning mid-number a cappella tap sequence that saw the opening night crowd break into spontaneous applause. There will be few patrons making intermission departures from this show. Anything Goes continues through Saturday at Cornstalk Theater. Tickets and more information are available at cornstocktheater.com.